friends. Welcome to Sky House Herbs Podcast. I'm Ashley Ellenboss, a clinical herbalist, and in this space, I share my knowledge and experience with plant medicine to help you on your own journey of healing and transformation. Join me in exploring the ancient wisdom of plant spirit medicine and how it can be used to heal the body, mind, and spirit. We'll talk to experts in the field and share stories from people who've been transformed by powerful plant allies. New episodes are released each Monday, so please subscribe. And now, let's explore this mystical world of plant medicine together. Hey everyone, welcome in. Today we'll be answering your questions about herbs. And we have a question today from one of you who is a nightlight student of my husband's astrology school and also a fan of this channel. So thank you. Before we dive into today's question, I have a few announcements. The first one is that I want to thank everyone who subscribed to my channel. It really helps people to find me. If you haven't subscribed, it's really easy. You just click on the subscribe button and just follow and add notifications so you can see when my new videos are posted. The second announcement is that my herbal apprenticeship program is launched. So you can now join my herbal apprenticeship herbal foundations course. I'm going to go over to the website so that you can take a look and see how to register yourself. So I'm going to screen share. So this is the Sky House website. Go to skyhouseherbs.com. I will include a link in the description of today's talk on YouTube. And you'll see here, Herbal Foundations Apprenticeship enrollment opens February 23rd. So that is now. If you click on Learn More, you can read more about the 12-month apprenticeship, reasons why it might be a good fit for you. You can read some wonderful and really kind recommendations from past students. I have been teaching this course for, I think since 2013. So it's 10 years now. And so you can learn a little bit more about it. Some of our course highlights, including plant diets, journal prompts. We're going to be offering this as a combination of both live classes where you can meet and ask questions. I'll do a little basic review of each module, and also as recorded content so that you can listen to the materials at your own time, at your own pace, and follow along. Some of the topics include the vitalist path. What is vitalism? And why is it so important for me, at least, in looking at the vitalist tradition as an herbalist? We'll learn about herbal energetics, plant spirit medicine, phytochemistry, gardening, botany, medicine making, physiology, whole unit on materia medica, so getting to know individual plants, and then some basics of consultation and clinical skills, which will help you when you're assessing people to pair the best plants with them. I do have a list of the herbs that we'll be dieting or working with in partners, so we'll be doing two at a time. And then here is the description of each of the course modules. So you can take a look through, see all of the wonderful topics we'll be studying together, including you'll get resource material and handouts in these units that you can print out and add to a binder or just have in your own online library. These are the live classes. So if you want to mark your calendars in advance, we'll have 11 live sessions on Saturdays, approximately once a month from 11 a.m. to 12:30 Eastern time. And this is actually, it says, you know, enrollment starts here, but what you're going to find is at the pricing when you get here, because I'm recording this before we've launched, is that there'll be buttons. So you can choose the early bird enrollment, which is good until March 25th. So you have, if you are watching this before March 25th, you can get the early bird pricing, which saves you, I think, about $400. And so you can do one payment, 12 payments. Here is our standard enrollment that you can choose after the 25th, or if, you know, if things are going well financially and you want to just pay the regular enrollment price, you can always click on that. And then we have two levels of tuition assistance. So if you've found yourself in a situation where you really can't afford these early bird or standard rates, maybe you've had issues with, you know, maybe unemployment, you're on disability, maybe you're a single parent, you can click on these different tuition assistant level and learn more about which one you might be eligible for. And they have both single payments and 12 monthly payments. So check all of this out. You'll be able to click on the buttons here to go ahead to the registration page. And the cool thing about the way that this is set up is as soon as you click and enroll and enter in your payment information, you'll be enrolled in the course. So you'll just go straight to our course page, which is all hosted through Squarespace. It's beautiful and so easy to use. And so you can track your progress through the entire course from the website. So it's just like a one-click place where you're going to go. And once you set up your password, then you'll be brought right to the course page. And the first module will launch in April. I believe it is April 24th. Yep. So April 24th is going to be when our first one launches, and then we'll meet on May 11th live in this virtual space to learn about the herbs. So just wanted to send you guys and give you a little bit of an overview of what is coming up. I'm so excited to start teaching again. And I'll stop sharing now. Okay. if you have questions about the program, you can go to the website and ask. You can also just ask them here in YouTube. That's totally fine too. But it's going to be a really fun course. I've done a lot of upgrades in the 10 years I've been teaching. I've really made this course to be, I think, something that is going to be even more deeply beneficial. So you can take it again. If you've taken my courses before, there's no reason you can't take it. Like, a lot of the topics are absolutely different, and I've integrated concepts. So take a look at the modules and you'll see how different it is from previous courses. So you can join again and study more. All right. I want to go over to our question of the day now. And this question is from Maria Mayo. So thank you, Maria, for sending in your question. Maria writes, "Hi, Ashley. I'm a student at Nightlight and a follower of your YouTube channel." Yay. I was wondering if you could give some insight as to how many herbs are too many to use on a regular basis. It seems like every time I listen to one of your videos, I feel like I could benefit from the herb described. I'm concerned about overwhelming my system. How many herbs do you recommend taking daily? Certain ones seem to make sense on an as-needed basis only, but so many can help with things I experience pretty regularly, if not every day. I'd appreciate any insight you're willing to share. Thanks so much for your incredible content." Oh, well, thank you, Maria. And thanks for following. Thank you for asking this question, because I'm sure you're not alone in people who are wondering about herbs and how many you can take. So here are some things to think about as I answer this and as you're listening. I think that everyone would benefit from taking herbs that are tonic, detoxifying, and adaptogenic on a regular basis. So these are going to be herbs like nettles. Nettles is a great nutritive tonic. You can take that year round for infinity, you know, in your body. And naturally, you know, you might be traveling, there might be reasons you take breaks, but doing an overnight infusion of something like nettles or oat straw, if it works well for you constitutionally, is something that you can do all the time. Now, in terms of detoxifying herbs, those are actually, I think nettles in particular is a wonderful detoxifying herb. It's both building and detoxifying. I would think of herbs like burdock as something that you could do, maybe not every single day, but maybe cycle it throughout the year, maybe 1 month on, 1 month off, especially during big transitions or when you come back from vacation and you want to cleanse your body maybe a little bit more. It's a builder too. It's full of really high quality fats. And it also has the prebiotic inulin, which is a fiber that's really good for feeding your healthy gut flora. So if you're trying to rebalance your gut bacteria, then burdock is going to be a really nice one that you can cycle in as often as you want. Now, the other class of herbs that I think are really good would be your adaptogens. Adaptogens help our bodies respond to stress, and it modulates how high our cortisol levels go or how low they dip. And this is a good, important distinction, because we don't want our cortisol to say meh all the time, right? Like nobody lives well in meh. We all live well with flow, with gentle ups and downs, but not going too high up to the roof or too far down to the floor. So what your adaptogens are going to help you do is help you surf the waves of life, surf cortisol spikes and lows. And also it will do the same thing often with blood sugar, right? So we never go too high or too low. But if, you know, a car accident's about to happen, we can make a quick cortisol decision and turn the car, right? Or if we've like been really sick for a while, we're going to need to boost our cortisol a little bit to help us get moving again after being on the couch for maybe a week, right? So we need healthy cortisol and that flow so that we can adapt to the changes of life. Some of the herbs that are adaptogens would be herbs like ashwagandha, reishi, pretty much all of our mushrooms. So chaga, cordyceps, lion's mane. We could add in Shasandra berry is a wonderful adaptogen, especially good for athletes who are looking to increase their performance and working out. It's one that's been studied a lot for athletes. Also our ginsengs are really helpful here. So we have our American ginseng, our Panax ginseng, our Siberian ginseng. Each of those are very different though. So they're not like I wouldn't take all of them. You want to do some research to see which is the best one for you. And maybe I should do a video on ginsengs, but they're all considered to be adaptogens. And so I would say that adaptogens are ones that you can take. And our bodies do form, our bodies will form tolerances to the herbs. So it's funny because I think there's some herbs that our bodies, like I think nettles, our bodies can just, it's like food. There's no time you don't need good food. but with adaptogens, I would say that probably you would want to do maybe like cycle 3 months on every day and then take maybe a week or 2 weeks off. And I would time that around when you're going to be at your healthiest, most active, least stressed out times, right? So maybe when you're on your vacation, you take the adaptogens out. That's the time when you cycle off, because hopefully you're having a good time relaxing by the beach or in the mountains or, you know, doing something fun. Otherwise, it might be a good time. The summertime is typically a time when stress is a little bit lower for people. So maybe during the summertime, that's when you take your break from some of your adaptogens, and then you start cycling back on as the seasons change and as maybe kids go back to school and everything starts to get a little bit more crazy again. So, you know, I do think that we want to cycle. Now, there are herbs like some of our hormone modulators. We need to take those for a long time. And this is if you're using herbs like Vitex or peony. Maybe you have fibrocystic breasts or you have polycystic ovarian syndrome and you're using peony and licorice combined, which are wonderful for that. But those you have to take consistently for months before you can see an effect. Same thing with Vitex. If you're taking it for PMS, for estrogen and progesterone regulation, for menopausal symptoms, same thing with black cohosh, any of those that you're taking for hormonal regulation, you'll need to take those consistently for a minimum of 3 months and possibly a year plus. I was on Vitex myself personally because I tended to have a lot of issues with dominant estrogen. And I had PMS symptoms and I had shorter cycles for a while. And I took Vitex for about 6 years, guys, 6 years straight, every day, unless I forgot it for a day, but 6 years straight, it kept my hormones in check. And then when I decided we wanted to try to have a baby, I just got pregnant. Everything was great. And I never had any downsides to taking Vitex every day for 6 years. So there's some herbs like that where don't worry about it. Just take it every day because it's helping regulate your hormones. Now, besides all of those, there's other herbs that you might not want to take all the time. These are going to be herbs that are like nervines, things that are going to modulate your nervous system activity. And these are going to be the ones that I've mentioned, like skullcap or passionflower or catnip, chamomile, right? Anything that is going to help with anxiety or depression. These are ones I would recommend that you are taking maybe for weeks at a time rather than months at a time. So for example, let's say you're going through a really busy period at work. Well, make sure you're taking your adaptogens, take your tonics, and then start to bring in your nervines, especially if you have anxiety or depression. Bring in these nervous system modulating herbs to help with not only stress, but again, like the mental agitation parts that are very common when we go into stressful periods. Let's say you're getting ready for a wedding, getting ready for a funeral, any sort of big life event, you're going back to school. This would be a good time to start nervines. So, and nervine relaxants in general are the ones that probably are going to benefit you the most. So take them for 2 weeks and then maybe take a few days off. See how you're feeling. If you're like, oh gosh, the stress isn't over yet, then bring them back on. But you know, I would say that those are the ones you want to play with. And then ones that are very specific for sleep, like getting you to sleep, are soporifics, are herbs that are hypnotic, that are a little narcotic, maybe like your California poppy, valerian, right? Some of the stronger herbs that are going to be very sedative, hops, right? All of these are ones that I would do as needed, right? So maybe you need them for a week, maybe for a full week every night, you're taking 10 milliliters of these herbs to help you break a negative sleep pattern. Totally fine. Totally fine. You can do anything for a week. It's not going to hurt you. You can even do it for 2 weeks if that's going to help you break the cycle. And then maybe wean your way down off of those herbs, because they can be, I don't want to say habit, they're not addictive, but it's like training wheels, right? Like when you're learning to ride a bike, keep those training wheels on until, you know, and then, you know, what you do with the training wheels is you loosen them, right? You lift them up a little bit. So then you still have them, right? But like you're learning how to balance in the middle. So with herbs that are stronger, like herbs that are very sedating, especially, or herbs that are stimulants, like caffeine containing herbs, or those are kind of like most of the ones I'm thinking of, but ones that are very stimulating or very sedating, then those ones, if you're on those ones for a few weeks, just slowly taper off. It's not a big deal. Your body's going to be fine, but give yourself that training wheel idea so that you're not going cold turkey, and then your whole nervous system and your chemical, you know, the chemical receptors in your body aren't freaking out, being like, oh my gosh, where's that thing that was helping? And then you go back into the old pattern. So I think weaning off of the stronger herbs is going to set you up for success, because what we want to think of all herbs doing is nudging our system back into its own cadence, its own natural rhythms, right? We never want to rely on an herb unless it's something our bodies can't do. Like if our bodies are not producing thyroid hormone, we might need to take something like kelp or, you know, iodine or other supplements for, you know, the rest of our lives. Or in my case with Vitex, I needed it. I tried to come off of it several times and the symptoms came back. So my herbalist, who was wonderful and still is wonderful, she said, stay on it until you don't need it. And, you know, 6 years later, I didn't need it. So there we were. And I think you can do the same thing with a lot of these hormone modulators. But, you know, again, all herbs are trying to get us to a place where then we can cruise on our own. And if we treat them with respect and we're mindful of them, then we won't go wrong. Now, let me give you another perspective on this idea of how many herbs are too many. Another perspective is that your body will tell you. You will know if you're taking too many things. You'll start, you know, you might just notice that thing, you know. Yeah, usually it's just, you look at the pile of things and you're like, I think I've gone too far. In which case, just start to take out the ones that you don't think you need any longer, right? So trust your gut, you know, don't always trust your brain or your mind, but like, you know, trust the body-mind connection. When you start to feel like things are not good anymore, switch it up. That's a great way. Now, the other part of this question that I think is really important that I address is that the way that I think herbs work best is when you form a relationship with them. So I personally, at this stage in my life, I really like taking one herb at a time for an extended period of time. And once I've established a relationship with that herb and I really understand how it works, I'll add another, and then I'll add another, and then I'll add another. And like right now I take lion's mane every day. What else do I take every day? I take milky oats every day, but I started them one at a time so I could get to know them. But now I've compiled them on. Every once in a while, I'll take some skullcap if I'm having like kind of a mental day where my mind feels really overwhelmed. Right now I have Star of Bethlehem flower essence that I'm taking for grief. As if you've been watching my channel, I lost my dog a few weeks ago. We had to put her down really fast cancer that took her body over, which was really hard, is still very hard. I'm still grieving. And so I'm taking that flower essence as needed. It's sitting on my counter. And usually once a day, I'll look at it and I'll be like, how you doing, Ashley? And sometimes I'm like, I need it. I need that support. And other days I'm like, or moments I'm like, you know what? I'm okay right now. I'm feeling like emotions are settled. But in the beginning, I was taking lots of mimosa and taking that Star of Bethlehem just to keep me above water so I didn't feel like I was drowning. And that's what grief can feel like. And that's totally normal as I'm learning and as I witness others going through grief in their personal lives. So back to the point of, I think individually getting to know plants on their own it's always a good idea, and you can always start to add them. And, you know, one of the things you can think about is like, there is nothing wrong with having a party in your body of plants, right? Let me ask you this question. Do you want to open up your door and have 100 people walk in and let them party in your house? Or do you want to have them over, like maybe for like a few weeks at a time, get to know them, talk to them, see how they do, how do they move around your house, what annoys them about the house, what do they do, you know, which rooms do they do really well in, right? And then you have a party and you invite like maybe 15 people in. That's more my idea. I'm like, let me get to know each of you. And then you can all come in and I have a pretty good idea of how you're all going to engage together. There's going to be no fights. There's going to be no drama because I know you all and I wouldn't invite you all in if I didn't know you. But sometimes when you take formulas where there's 70, probably not that many, unless it's a Chinese formula, but maybe there's like 15 herbs in a blend. Maybe your herbalist recommended it, in which case, totally fine. You know, nothing wrong with blends. But, you know, just know that if you're taking three or four things that are all blends of like 15 herbs, you might not know what's actually helping you and you might not know what's causing symptoms you don't like. Whereas if you just take one at a time, even one formula at a time, and give it a few weeks, you can really see what it's doing. So that is my take. You can have your own too. I think there's a lot of ways of looking at this question, but I think the biggest question you always want to ask is it serving me? Is it helping me? Do I feel like I am being supported in taking all of these different herbs? And if the answer is yes, then carry on, enjoy the party. If it's starting to become overwhelming, take stock and look at what may no longer be needed. So with that, thank you all for watching. Please feel free always to leave your comments, your feedback, your own experiences with taking herbs. What do you enjoy? And if you want to check out my Herbal Apprenticeship Year One course, we call it Herbal Foundations, head over to skyhouseherbs.com, read all the details, and you can now enroll. So thank you, and I'll see y'all again soon.